Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan.
On a hot, humid, disgusting, it really is disgusting outside, muggy All-Star Tuesday. How the hell are you? It is the midday show, but Ingo's playing golf somewhere. I'm Evan Roberts, and I'm here with you till 1 o'clock. JJ coming up then. Dolve and Loogie on the other side. I watched a really good movie last night. I'll give you a full recap later on in the show. It was really good. It was dark. It was dark as hell, but it was really good. I guess I'll mention the Home Run Derby, though I was entertained by it. But do we really care? So let's start with this, and that's Jake's agent. Brody Van whatever. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same guy, this agent from CAA, is the exact same guy who I think back in February was the one talking about a walkout because of some of the free agent contracts that weren't handed out or were handed out. And I wasn't thrilled with Brody back then. As far as what he said yesterday is concerned, number one, he has absolutely no power to ask for a trade. None. Zero. Zilch. None. That's number one. Number two, I totally understand why he and Jake want an extension. Who wants to get to free agency when they're 33? Nobody does. I mean, there is so much uncertainty about what's going to happen, not only the rest of this year, but in 2019 and in 2020, that why risk free agency then when you can get locked up to a nice, friendly contract right now? Totally get that. But he put Jake in a tough spot. He did, because now Jacob deGrom, not only at the All-Star game, has to answer questions about this, but when he comes back to pitch for the Mets every 5 days, has to answer questions about this. And it leads to speculation of, what does Jacob really want? Does Jacob want to be here? I was listening to Boomer this morning, speculating about what Jacob really wants. I'm not in Jacob deGrom's head. I don't know what he wants other than this. He wants security. And I understand why he wants security. So let's go back a year ago. Let's go back to the end of 2017. At the end of 2017, Jacob deGrom put together what was a very solid season. That's how I would define it. He made 31 starts, which is just about every start. He pitched 200 innings, which is a nice benchmark in this era that we live in. He actually won 15 games. How the hell did that happen? But more importantly, he had a very solid 3.53 earned run average. It was not a Cy Young year. It was not a top five pitcher in baseball year. But it was a good year for a bad baseball team. And so after Jacob deGrom has a season like that, bouncing back from the injury that he had in 2016, the only real injury he's had at the major league level, because remember the year before that in 2015, he also made 30 starts. And the year before that, his rookie year, he came up and made every start he was asked for and won rookie of the year. So Jake bounces back from this injury, gives you 200 innings, gives you a solid year. I bring this up because the time to extend the ace of this team, and he's been the ace for 4 years now, no matter what some Met fans thought, that's the facts. The time to extend Jake was then. It made sense for Jake. It made sense for the Mets. Because you can go to his agent off a nice, solid, neat season of 2017 and say, look, you've got 3 years left where you're going to make decent money as time goes by in arbitration. But this upcoming year, you're only going to make $7.5 million. Let's buy out these arbitration years. Let's take care of these 3 years, and we're going to give you more money than you would have made by us just renewing your contract, or in this case, arbitration years. And we're going to buy out two free agent years. So we're going to give you a five-year deal, and we're going to give you $85 million. Is it crazy that Brody and Jake would have accepted that? Why not? Buy out the two free agent years, sure, where there's a lot of uncertainty of what you're going to get in those free agent years because you don't know what you are at that point. You take care of these 3 years upcoming. You get security. The Mets get security. And there are risks on both ends. The risk on the Met end is that he gets hurt and never pitches again. And the risk on Jake's end is that he puts together three Cy Young caliber years and would be able to cash in free agency. But it made sense then. See, now, if the Mets actually approach Brody and Jake about an extension, they're going to have to give him a hell of a lot more than what I just mentioned. Because now, Jacob DeGrom has a legitimate chance to win the National League Cy Young. And Dave Roberts admitted yesterday, basically, look, if the game wasn't in Washington, I was going to give Jacob DeGrom the baseball. He essentially said that yesterday. So now DeGrom is at his peak. So even though he still is open to an extension, which is great, the price tag is going to be a hell of a lot more. Now, with that said, you know, it's funny. Beningo said something to me last week when I came back from vacation. He said, bro, the entire time you were away, forget it, I'm not even going to do the imitation. You know what I mean. But he said, Evan, the entire time you were away, people would call in and basically tell me the Mets have to trade Jacob DeGrom. Like, it's not even a choice. They have to trade Jacob DeGrom. And he said, Ev, it would have driven you nuts. And it would have driven me nuts. Because I'll admit it. I mean, it's obvious if you listen to this show, this is my guy. He's been my guy since he's come up. I love the guy. And I don't have favorite players. I haven't had one really. I've had a few of them, but kind of on the precipice of favorite players. You know what I mean? Guys you really like, but not the favorite where you get the jersey and all that. I had Jason Williams back in the day, and then something happened with Jason Williams, if you remember, and that kind of ruined it. I remember going back to my childhood home after what occurred, and his poster was still on the wall. And I said to my parents, maybe we should take this bad boy down. And maybe they shouldn't be up here right now. But I love Jake. I admit that. And if you want to say I'm being a fanboy or I'm being biased, fine. You can make those accusations. That's totally fair. But a part of being a sports fan is that. Part of being a sports fan is that you're a fan. And part of the business decisions you have to make as a franchise are about the fans and how they feel about players. Now, I will be the first to tell you, locking up Jacob DeGrom immediately poses risks. And the risk is this. He's 30 years old. This could be the best we ever see from him. He could start to decline. He could get hurt. I understand that. I'm not a complete moron. But sometimes in life and in sports, you take risks. The Mets took a risk with David Wright. David Wright was a year away from free agency, and at that moment in time, it looked like if he got to free agency, the Philadelphia Phillies and or the New York Yankees would go out and outbid the Mets and get David Wright. That's the way it looked. Let's go back to that reality. But David Wright meant a lot to this franchise, and the Mets decided to lock him up. And it backfired. We all understand that. Now, I guess you could argue because insurance is picking up so much of the money, maybe it really hasn't backfired, you know? I don't know how much they're actually paying, but either way, it's turned out to be a very bad contract. It turned out to be a bad decision. And that happens, and I understand that. And I would be the first to tell you that if you give Jacob DeGrom a five-year contract, there are major risks. There are risks with any pitcher and really any player you sign to a long-term deal. But I believe, not just because I'm a fan of him, but based on some facts, that I believe Jacob DeGrom can be a top pitcher for the next half decade. I believe that. Now, why do I believe that? I believe that because even though he's 30 years old, he is now at 804 career innings. That is not a lot of mileage. I've mentioned this before. I understand I've mentioned it before because I think it's damn important. I'm sick and tired of hearing 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. I get he's 30. I know. I know he was born in 1988. I get it. I understand it. But he does not have a lot of mileage on his arm, number one. Number two, a part of the reason why I loved Jake in 15 and 16, and he's the one who had it over other guys who were glorified as the ace, is because he's a pitcher. is because he's got guts. It's because he knows how to get guys out. It's because when he doesn't have his best stuff, he still finds a way. The greatest example of that, of course, is a game I'll never forget. You'll never forget. Game 5 of the division series against the LA Dodgers. He's that kind of guy. He's one of those guys that when his velocity isn't there, maybe at age 32 or 33, he's still going to get people out. So I am making a gamble, a bet. And it's a bet I feel the Mets should make as well, that Jacob DeGrom has 5 good years left in him. And for that reason, 5-year deal, get it done. If Brody is insisting on a 7-year deal, yes, I would hesitate. A 6-year deal? Maybe, if there's an option involved, with some incentives to get that 6th year guaranteed, probably based on innings pitched. I'd be open to that. And the Mets better be open to that. Now, the other thing I hear, or I'm told the Mets have to trade Jacob DeGrom by this higher authority, is that, well, the Mets suck. They're terrible. So since they're terrible, they have to trade Jacob DeGrom. So based on that logic, here's what I'm understanding. If you're a bad team, you have to trade your best players. That's what I've heard. You have to trade your best players because you're bad. Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. So when you're bad, you have to trade your best players to get 3 guys who may be good. They're lottery tickets. They're prospects. You want to develop a farm system? Draft the right guys. You want to develop a farm system? Sign the right international free agents. That's what you do. You want to develop the farm system? Trade guys you can afford to trade, not your best player. This logic drives me nuts. And you know what? I'll say this about the Baltimore Orioles. I know the Orioles are a mess. They may lose 115 games. And it's just accepted that they're going to trade Manny Machado as soon as this All-Star game is done. And they will. And nothing's going to change that. Well, I'll say this about the Orioles just to prove to you this has nothing to do, or maybe some to do, but not all to do with being a fan. I'll make this clear. The Orioles should not trade Manny Machado. Simple. Well, the Orioles have to trade Manny Machado. The Orioles should sign Manny Machado. He's in the prime of his career. He is their best player. They shouldn't be trading him. They shouldn't be letting him go as a free agent. They should have locked him up years ago. The Orioles are a joke because of this. Now, have they put themselves in a situation where they have to trade Manny Machado now? Well, they waited. He's a free agent at the end of the year, and the odds are he's gone. Jacob DeGrom still has 2 years left plus the rest of this year. There's time to lock him up. I heard that chant a lot recently. Actually, it was probably about a year and a half ago, and it wasn't him, it was her. But in this case, lock him up. The idea and the logic that when you're bad, you have to take your best player and trade them because that's the only way you can win is flawed. The Yankees are not this awesome baseball team because they traded Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller. They're an awesome baseball team because they signed and developed Luis Severino, because they drafted Aaron Judge, because they traded in a separate deal for Didi Gregorius, because they signed and developed Gary Sanchez, because they drafted Dellin Betances. That's why they're awesome. It's a misnomer. Well, they're here because they traded Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller. Those deals look like they can be very, very good, no question. And by the way, those are relievers that they traded, not an ace starting pitcher who could win a Cy Young. But that's not how the Yankees were built. Were the Astros built that way? Is that how they were built? Did they take really good players and trade them? No. Is that how the Chicago Cubs were built? Did they take really good players and trade them? No. But the Mets have to trade Jacob DeGrom. The Mets don't have to trade Jacob DeGrom. They shouldn't let him get to free agency. They should lock him up. And I hate to go back in time like I did 15 minutes ago, but I'll say it again. They should have signed him at the end of last season. It's going to cost them more now, but it's worth the risk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.